Okay, halach manya. So he's talking about that there's four types of anias. And he explains here that in bread, in lechem oini, Chazal say, lechem oini is called lechem oini in four areas. Number one is lechem sho'ini in. The purpose of it is for the oini, is to be oini alem dvarm. Lechem oini is madakar shalani b'prusa. You're supposed to break it in half the way an oini eats it. The third description of lechem oini in Chazal is based on that madakar shalani, who oifav ishtei lasha. The derech of an oini is that he doesn't do the whole cooking himself. So to hear, apparently, it's like you give it to another person to finish. And lech oini pratli nilusha b'yayin v'shemen is a famous halacha. It can't be matzah shira. It cannot have in it yayin v'shemen. So the guy, he says, ve'ha'inyin shebechol davar yesh. In order to create anything, there's four stages in creating anything. One stage is who's doing it. One stage is the materials, the chaymer. One stage is the tzura. Is the shape, call it, but it's really more than shape. It's, you take the wood and you're creating something into it that's a function, the functionality. You're bringing it, you're creating it into a kli. And the fourth concept in any kli or any production process is the purpose for why you have it. L'moshel, he says. You're making and in each step is a different nekuda. It's brought out differently between an onion and an asher. So, this is an example, a table. So, who makes the table? You have an uman making a table. You have a higher craftsman. The material is wood. The tzura is a table. And the purpose of it is to put chasha food on it, right? So, that's if an onion is, if an asher is making the table. But if a poor person is making the table, then it doesn't have any of those four. Number one is who's making it? He himself. In that stage, you sense the Aeneas immediately. What's he using? Using very low quality wood, not high quality wood. So that's the next step. In the tzura, it's going to be much less chashuv tzura of a table. He's not going to put in designs. He's not going to paint it nicely. The finishings won't be the same. So in the tzura, you'll be able to sense a difference between the ani and the asher. And then in the purpose of it will be different. The usher will only use it, for kosher foods, etc. And the ani will just put on it the basic, So zok there, zok the gra, that we want to have a zecher for the anias. The zecher for the anias in all four areas. And that's in all four of these areas where is where matzah has a lechem oini to it. Number one, in who does it? Ma darker shel ani, who lush. In the way you do, your matzah is not done by one person. Then in the chomer, you don't put in the ayin v'shemen. Just keep it very simple. In the tzura, ma darker shel ani v'prusa. And then in the purpose of it, even the tachlis of it, it's okay. It's not to have a meal. It's to be remember the oini. Therefore, the place where we remember the anias, the greatest, is in the lechem. So therefore, the lachma is anya. The lechem is where the anias is the most bolet, is the most, clear. So that's what he says. Now, then the going goes on and he says, there's a fifth area of anias, which is when a person is ani bedaas. And ani bedaas means that he's very mitzumtzum, he's very tight in his thinking. He can't think big, he can't think beyond tomorrow. The ani that's bedaas is a big factor over here. That's the fifth one. So he says like this, and he says, in a way, that's worse than all of them, right? So he says, so that's Shamar, hey. Ha lachma anya means ha is hay. Shebehei dvar mu anya. The bread is ani in five areas. Because the person's ani bida, it's an ani in all four areas that we mentioned, the poil, the chaymer, the tzura, and the tachlis. But it's also ani bidas. is where he didn't allow us to think. Right? So halach ma'anya, and then he says something here, that the real kivias of the anias is in the lachma, is in the aleph, is in this last one. Why? Because when you have that last one and you add on that fifth level, that aleph, so you're making from lechem into lachma, and kasha chaser min halechem aleph azhu chisarin deya. I think that the idea is Deya, gematria of Deya is what? Deya is 79, right? Gematria of Lachma is 79. So when a person has Lachma, he has Deya. So when he has lachma, he has deya. But when he's missing one of those factors, he's missing it. Then if the lachma is missing the aleph, it's missing that last area, he's going to be missing das, because he's going to be uneven das. That's what he says. I'm not sure exactly what he means with that. But then he says a fascinating zach over here, which is a standalone vart. And it's a very, very big vart. I was working on this for a while. What's he saying over here? He says the following. He says like this: "V'zeh shamar v'haya emunas itecha choisin yeshuais chokmas v'das." This is a famous pasuk that we darshan from that pasuk, the six sedar mishnayos. Emunas zroi mitecha zmoir choisin yeshuais chokmas v'das. And then he says, why does it say vidas? Because in order to convert deya to das, you need six. This sounds a very going issue. And he says, why? Vav pa'am in deya begamatria das. V'yi ashishas kala hei, v'nichla b'vav, uchshin mishmala adal b'vav nasas hei. V'haynu b'deya tolu adal b'chitzaran adeya, Kuani, Bekulam. Ochishinismala Bedea Nas is hey. Vomar Shitsiva Lono Hashem Lech Olechem Oini Vubachalad Dalin. But he says a word here that Dalit, that Vom Pa'amim Dea equals Das. Fascinating idea. Dea is 79. 79 times 6 is 574. 574 is the Gematria of Das. So six times. Deya is das. So let's try to explain that word of the Goyim over here. Okay? The deep grah. So first of all, is there a difference between deya and das? I was working on this. Where does it say anywhere? Well, what does it mean there's a difference between deya and das? I think it's the same thing. But the emesis is it's really not. Because as we know, in Shemoneh Esrei, some nuschois we say, chanin me'itcha chokma bina v'das. Das is the highest level. It's after Bina. Because Chochma Bina, after Bina is Das, it's the highest level. But Nusrashkan, as we say, we start off with Atachin Elodim Das, Mulam in Lenish Bina. Then it says Chanina Meitcha, Deya Bina Vahaskel. So Deya is first, and it's before Bina. So it seems like Deya is lower than Bina, and Das is higher than Bina. How do you convert it from Deya to Das is with six. So let's explain what Deya is, Bina is, Das is, and let's see if we get it. So the Siach Yitzchak Siddur explains is like this. Das, just the concept of Das is when what you know is not in your brain, what you know is in your heart. So the concept of Das, when it comes after Bina, is this Chochma. Chochma is the knowledge. You picked it up, you read a book, you heard from a Rebbe. Okay, I heard something. So let's say I heard that, an example, I heard that oranges are very good if you have a cold. Okay, that's my chachmas. I know the oranges are good if you have a cold. But my bina is once I analyze the chachma and I'm magdir the chachma, so I'm able to now explain what about oranges is good. So now I can make it into bina, because I can be maybe talking, oh, it must be the calcium. If it's the calcium, then I can have a different calcium supplement, and that would also be good. So that's taking the chachma to bina, where you can now extrapolate it. You can understand it and apply it to something else. And then das is when you internalize the concept and it changes who you are. So a person now says, I every day take calcium pills, and now I'm a calcium filled person, and now I feel healthier. So I have das because now I took my chokhmah, I turned it into bina, and now created in myself a connection with that concept. Das is when a person connects to the concept, I wouldn't say on an emotional level, but I would say in a very real level. So take it in Torah. So let's say I know it's good to do mitzvahs. Okay. But then you have to have bina and understand what is a mitzvah and how do I do mitzvah? And then the chokhmah is when you feel connected to it. And doing mitzvahs inspires you. And doing mitzvahs with the knowledge that you have makes you feel fulfilled. So now you have das to that in you. So it's when you're connected to the concept, but it's an emotional connection. So in his Deya, the Siach Yitzchak explains, Deya is also an emotional das, but it's before Bina. So it's like an intuition. A person could have a certain intuition, which is an emotional idea, but I don't know anything about it. So it's way before Bina. So for example, I look at this guy, I feel this person makes me nervous, or you look at this thing and you know, I don't think that that's healthy. I don't think that that's good. So I don't think that's safe. You don't really know what's wrong with it, but you have this intuition. You have to turn that intuition now into bina, because you have to understand it. Once, well, why do you think it's bad? Or I like this couch. What do you like about it? It has a recliner. It's white. It's because it's black. It's gray. Has 7 cushions, 4 cushions. Well, what do you like about it? I don't like it. Well, if you just say you like it, then it's not going to help you in life, because you can never buy another one. And you don't know exactly what you like about it. You have to turn that daya into bina so that you can understand what is it that you like about it. And then you can buy a similar one that has a similar, you know, characteristics. And then you could turn that into a das later. So daya is... Deya and Das are two ends of the spectrum, but they come from the same Shurish. In order to convert something from Deya to Das, you need a Vav. Vav means you need to be Meschaber with it. Vav means you need to be connected to the concept. Because it's just an intuition, but you're not connected to it. You have to go and understand it. You have to learn it up. Turn it into a Bina, turn it into a Chachma, turn it into a Bina, and then eventually get Das from that Deya. So that's what the Gra saying, that 6 Palmim Deya equals das. Yeah, I'm making up this pshat in the grub, but I think that's what he's saying. And that's the pasuk that chokhmah vidas, it turned into das because of the vav. All right, everybody say. That didn't have directly that much to do with the Haggadah, but it's an important yisur.
Okay. From there, Rabbi.
Okay, you got it.
Or left, yeah.
Okay, very good. We'll see you tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem Shkar.